Alaska has one of the lowest flu vaccination rates in the country, according to a new report from the Centers for Disease Control. Alaska's flu vaccine rate is 37%, the second lowest. South Dakota has the highest at almost 56%. The CDC has declared this week National Influenza Vaccination Week in an effort to convince more Americans to get the flu shot. Dr. Lisa Ann Grosskopf is with the CDC's influenza division. She says flu season is well underway.
We have 30 states that are experiencing at least sporadic flu activity. The flu season typically doesn't peak in the United States until around January or February. It can continue to circulate, though, through as late as May. And one thing we do want people to keep in mind is essentially just as long as the flu is continuing to circulate, it's really never too late to get your vaccine if you haven't done so already.
Are you seeing any especially bad strains popping up this year?
We're not seeing anything especially bad. The flu viruses that are circulating this year so far are a good match to the strains that were included in this year's vaccine, and we're expecting that the vaccine should provide good protection against most flu illness.
Do you have specifics for Alaskans? What has the flu season been like here so far this year?
As of our latest data, we have Alaska reporting what we would call sporadic activity, definitely not widespread activity. We are anticipating, of course, that, you know, we're still not into January, and things do tend to pick up usually during that month as we go into February.
And how long do the vaccines work? How many months are they good for?
That can vary somewhat from person to person, depending on their age and their immune status. There have been a number of studies that have looked at this, and we do know that overall, when you get a vaccine, the level of immunity that's provided by it will decline over time. For some groups, depending, again, on age and immune status and health status, it may decline faster than others. Generally, people will be protected through the year. You can't really count on getting protected through a whole second season, though, which is one of the reasons that we recommend annual vaccination.
And Dr. Grosskopf, how have flu vaccine rates changed in recent years?
Well, we do have some recent data from so far this year from the National Flu Survey, which indicates some gains being made in some areas. For example, this year so far through November, we're showing better coverage in children and better coverage among pregnant women as well as in healthcare workers. There's still some groups in which, at least according to this survey, coverage isn't as good as where we would want it to be, in particular among adults between about 18 and 64 who have chronic medical conditions.
And what would you say to those hardy, tough Alaskans out there that say, I can make it through the season. I don't need to get a vaccine. If I get the flu, I'll be all right. How important is it for people to get this vaccination?
We think it's very important that people get this vaccination. Flu can be potentially quite a serious illness for some persons, particularly if you're in one of the risk groups that's at higher risk for complications, and those would include people at the extremes of age, either over 65 or the very young, under 5-year-olds and definitely under 2-year-olds are at higher risk of complications. Pregnant women are at higher risk of complications, as are people with a number of chronic medical conditions, including things like asthma, other lung diseases, heart disease, diabetes, and immune system problems, as well as a number of other conditions. But even if you don't have one of those conditions or don't fall into one of those groups, the flu can be potentially serious for just about anyone, and there's really no way to predict. So the best way, that really the best means that modern medicine has to protect against this illness, which can be severe for some people, is to get an annual flu vaccine.
Dr. Lisa Ann Grosskopf is with the CDC's Influenza Division.